thank you very much for joining today. For the first time, we're doing this on Twitch, but as we've done probably for the last 6-7 months, we're also doing it on Discord. One of the benefits of having a nightly meditation is that it builds a community. It helps us build consistency, habitual work, and practice. There's a lot of benefits for doing this. Now, this isn't the most serious of practices. It's something that we do for 15 minutes, and it's something we do together. But we hope that we should benefit from it, that should teach us a bit about our meditation skills and inspire us to consistently improve and to learn. Now, for those who are unaware, because there's a few people on Discord who I haven't seen before. One of the beautiful things about meditation is that it offers us a lens to kind of look through our own perception. That just like how a microscope, like, you know, should I like look at my hand? You know, it looks pretty clean, right? It doesn't look like there's anything on it. But should I, take a skin sample and look under a microscope, we'll find that there's a lot of organisms, bacteria, things moving around, things that I can't see at first glance. And it's the same thing with meditation. Within our mind, there's a lot going on that we can't eventually see, that we don't see. But should we practice consistently, it's that lens which focuses our perception. And then we see what before was hidden. And the reason why this is important is there's a lot going on back here. And it creates a lot of confusion in our day-to-day lives. Sometimes we're not who we're supposed to be. We overact, we overreact, or we underreact, etc. We act towards anger, emotions we don't necessarily desire to portray. And this is often because we're perplexed. There's a whole bunch of emotions and whatnot going on in us. And with meditation, we gain control or better control of our perception of how we view the world and how we desire to act. And that way, I think it's a valuable thing to continue practicing. Right? So tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to do a technique called body scanning. What body scanning is rather simple. What you're kind of doing is you're pretending that your mind or your perception or your viewing attention, whatever you want to call it, is constantly scanning up and down your body. Like almost imagine, like, I don't watch much TV, but I saw a Star Trek episode once, and like they go through this like scanner, and the scanner goes like left to right, and it scans every part of them looking for something or whatever. And that's kind of what we're doing with ourselves. We're kind of closing our eyes, and we're looking up and down ourselves, and we're just trying to scan every single sensation that's occurring, whether it's a physical sensation, like I feel something here, I feel something here, or I'm noticing skin here, or I hear my heartbeat there, or there's a thought coming here. We're just trying to scan up and down our body as quickly as possible, noticing every sensation that occurs to us. What this will do is it will teach our attention to be focused. By moving up and down, we're staying focused just on bodily sensations. And the goal is to go as quickly as possible, just up and down, noticing this. Kind of imagine, there's a whole bunch of bricks behind me. Like if you're scanning left to right, like brick, 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 etc. And we're doing the same thing, like with our body, like physical sensation, like heartbeat, lungs, like just notice everything as quickly as you can. And as you do this, your attention will sharpen and focus, and you'll be able to do it quicker and quicker. And then something might happen. You might experience something interesting, in which case, if we do, we'll talk about that. So the way that this practice is going to work is we're going to kind of close our eyes. We're going to take some breaths, and we're just going to kind of relax the body. And then what we're going to do is with the inhale, we're going to kind of scan up our body, and then the exhale, we're kind of scanning down. So like up from the toes to the, shins, knees, thighs, stomach, ribs, heart, face, elbows, arm, all the way up. And then back down, just kind of up and down in line with the breath. And when we do that, it will allow us to maintain a certain pace. It's very simple. And so I'll interject every 5 minutes and kind of remind us to return to the practice. And maybe I'll advise to do something else. Let me get a little timer here. It's a little harder because I'm in camera. Okay, so let's begin. The way that we'll do it is first we'll just kind of relax. Like if you're sitting or standing, it's fine. If you're lying down, it doesn't really matter what your posture is. All that matters is that you can be comfortable for 15 minutes. Then what I try to do is I kind of stretch my back because it helps me relax a little bit. And when you're ready, just kind of put your feet on the ground, you know, take your hands, put them on your knees, just whatever's comfortable. Posture doesn't really matter. You don't need to do like, you know, quadruple lotus or something ridiculous. And for the first minute, let's just breathe in and breathe out. All that we're attempting to do is relax our mind for 1 minute, kind of relax our breath, get into it. So let's just take a moment, let's breathe in and breathe out. It doesn't really matter how long, it's whatever's comfortable for you. And what we should do while we take these breaths with our mind is have intention to have good practice, intention to improve our lives and ourselves and, God willing, the community of people around us. We meditate not just for ourselves, but for everyone. We try to better the world, not just for ourselves, but for everyone. Let's take a moment and just breathe in and out. Now with the next inhale, I want us to kind of bring our breath into the center of our chest, kind of where the rib cage meets. So let's inhale. Imagine that, again, this is not science. We're not attempting to prove something true. As we breathe in, bring the breath, you know, from our feet, from our hands, whatever, into the center of our breath. And exhale and bring it out. Let's do this for a minute, just practice bringing the breath in and out. Now what I'd like for us to try to do is we inhale. What we're doing is we're just kind of scanning slowly up our entire body from our toes all the way to the top of our heads. As we exhale, we're going back down. And every single time we do this, I want us to try to notice more and more sensations happening to us. Up, all those physical sensations. Down, all those physical sensations. Let's try this for 5 minutes. It may help you to kind of imagine that your mind is almost like this thing that's just kind of beaming down, noticing. You're just kind of noticing this coming up, and then you're noticing coming down. If it even helps you, you can even tilt your head as you do this, moving up and down as you kind of notice the sensations moving throughout the body. Up with the inhale, down with the exhale. If we found ourselves distracted, let's return to the practice. As we inhale, we're kind of scanning the body all the way from our feet to the top of our head. As we exhale, we're scanning back. If you desire, like imagine you're kind of like a spring, like a spiral. As you inhale, you're just kind of noticing all the sensations as you spiral up your body. As you exhale, all the way spiraling back down. If it helps you, feel free to use longer breaths. Slow inhales, slow exhales. That might benefit you. For the last set of 5 minutes, as we inhale, I want us to try to breathe incredibly slow. Just long inhales, spiraling up the body, noticing all the physical sensations. As we exhale, going right back down. The goal is to notice everything, left to right, left to right, left to right. Seeing everything as we go up and everything as we go down as quickly as possible. And with the next inhale, let's begin breathing normally. Let's kind of return our breath to our body, just relaxing. If you want, you can stretch a little bit, move around your fingers, your hands, your toes. Just become comfortable. We're kind of exiting, you know, meditation kind of arena, if you will. We're kind of entering back into the real world. I'd like to thank you very much for joining us tonight, for being part of our community. For those of us on Discord, we decided to start streaming these live on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/projectmindfulness. And for those of us on Twitch, and there's, I don't know how many, I'm not really even sure how to check. It looks like there's about 12 or 13, might be the same people. Feel free to join us on Discord. The link is below, right? And I think you can click on it and it brings you there. Seven people. And if you so, it'd be a favor to me. Feel free to click the follow button. It might be, I don't know, it's one of these directions. Feel free to follow, click the notifications. This channel will only have content concerning meditation philosophy. On Saturday, we are currently reading the Tao Te Ching, where I give a course in the Tao Te Ching, and I think we're going to do something new in a couple of weeks. And on Saturday, we have a book club where we're still figuring out all this live streaming stuff, so please bear with me. But thank you again for joining. And after this, we can have a brief discussion about practice. If people in Discord want to ask questions, people on Twitch want to ask questions about myself, about what we're doing at Project Mindfulness, about meditation, this particular practice, or other practices you may have heard of. I'd